Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 22 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, No More Gloom. Psalm 107, verse 14 in the New Living Translation reads, He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9 begins with a prophecy of a time when the darkness and despair experienced by the nation of Israel would be replaced by light and joy. Verse 1 specifically describes the deliverance of the northern region of Israel known as Zebulun and Naphtali. The word gloom is a state of discouragement, depression, and hopelessness. Gloom is the opposite of joy. In Scripture, the terms gloom and darkness are often found together, particularly in Old Testament prophecy, describing periods of divine judgment and distress. When this prophecy was given, the people of Israel were in a time of tremendous gloom. David Guzik describes this season for Israel. The gloom carries over from Isaiah 8, where Isaiah warned Judah about the coming invasion from Assyria. Isaiah 8:22 said, Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. The invasion of the Assyrians would be terrible for the Jewish people, especially for the northern regions of the Promised Land, the land of Zebulun. Andrew Davis adds, Isaiah 8 ended in the darkness and gloom of a corrupt and wicked people who were seeking occult wisdom from mediums and rejecting the wisdom of God, people who were roaming the earth in angry despair and cursing God. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali, Galilee of the nations, Gentiles, is called a humbled land, a people walking in darkness, a people living without hope and without God in the world. You can see Ephesians 2, verse 12. God's people had been conquered. Another nation has overtaken them. Imagine being God's chosen people, called by God, yet your land is devastated. Your relatives have been deported to foreign cities and nations, and your place of worship has been torn down. And to add insult to injury, God's people were experiencing this darkness and gloom because of their own disobedience. Yet, when it seems like things cannot get any worse, God sends a prophet, Isaiah, with a message of hope. God will soon turn their darkness to light and their gloom to joy. A time is coming when for God's people there will be no more gloom. and the northern tribes, who were the first to suffer from the Assyrian invasion, through God's mercy and grace, will be the first to see the light of the Messiah. Matthew chapter 4, verses 13 through 16 quotes the fulfillment of this prophecy through the ministry of Jesus. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. The light of Jesus Christ will dispel the darkness. The joy of Jesus will replace the gloom of judgment. The deliverance provided by the Messiah will move people from depression to delight. When Jesus enters any situation, transformation is possible. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you experienced darkness and gloom in your spiritual journey? How do you trust the power of Jesus Christ to turn your darkness to light and your gloom to joy? And finally, what does it say about God's character that the light of Jesus would go first to the northern tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.